Welcome to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast.
With my husband.
And my father, Jason Thomas.
Hello, Kingdom. It is nice to talk to you today. It's been a while since I put out a podcast. I think all the way back to the Vikings game. I got sick after that game with a real bad cold for a couple weeks. And then some life stuff just popped up, and I never got back to the podcast. It's just a single-person show, so, I'm back now. Excited as ever. I've been, of course, watching the Chiefs all the way through, and I'm excited to talk about this game. I want to start by mentioning right off the bat here, you've probably seen it, but Chris Jones did practice. This is Friday. I'm in the early portion of practice that's open to reporters, so he was out there at least moving around a little bit. I'm guessing that's more of a him testing it than it is a sign that he's going to play Sunday. But it can't be bad news, right? Hopefully he'll be able to give us some snaps Sunday, but I personally, after seeing him walk Thursday, the video of him kind of limping around the end zone, I have a hard time thinking that he's going to play at least a lot of snaps Sunday if he does play. But that's all right, because, the Chiefs have some strong defensive tackles, and, they'll need to replicate his pass rush somehow if he's not able to play. But, I think they can get by. Even though I love Chris Jones, he seems like a great dude, and I hope the best for him getting back out there on the field. I want to start here by talking about Tennessee's offense a little bit, because everybody is talking about Derrick Henry in this Titans run game, which has been on a tear so far through the last half of the season and the first 2 weeks of the playoffs. But that hasn't honestly led to a lot of points for Tennessee. It has led to a lot of rushes, being able to take some time off the clock. But even Baltimore, I think, got something like 12 or 13 possessions in that game against Tennessee, even with Henry having the big day running, and that will just be a problem for him against the Chiefs. You don't put the ball in Mahomes' hands that many times, not expect points to be scored. So Tennessee's going to have to score some points in this game. And I guess I will start with Henry. Going back and watching some of his film from basically the Chiefs game till now, what I really notice is that outside zone. You think of him as a big guy who runs, up the middle, but that's not where his big plays really seem to come from. They seem to come more from the outside zone, where they, can toss the ball to him, get him around the corner, and he makes, plants his outside leg and cuts up field, gets his momentum going, and then it's, safeties and corners trying to tackle him and not defensive linemen and linebackers. The Chiefs got to do a really good job of staying sound on the edges, making him stutter step, slow down, stop. If you can do that, that really takes a lot of his effectiveness away, excuse me. But when he's got a full head of steam, he's a monster to bring down. That's just the truth. Now, something else he really loves to do, and he did against the Chiefs, because when they ran to Frank Clark's side a lot, Clark held up very well. The defensive tackles kind of slid down that way. And if you remember right, Chris Jones was playing a defensive end a lot of that game because the Chiefs were just shorthanded. And what he would do in that game, and what I've seen him do a lot this season, is take the cutback, because everybody's over pursuing, everybody's worried about him, and he takes this cutback, gets ahead of steam, and he picks up 7 or 8 yards that way. And of course, the big run he had against the Chiefs in that first game was a cutback run. And that's more to me what I saw him going up the middle of the field, is more a cutback where the defenders have over-pursued to the wrong side. So it's very important that the guys on the backside of a play stay sound, that they don't over-pursue. Not saying that they're going to be able to shut him down completely, but if you can hold him to a 3 or 4 yard gain, you're doing your job with the Chiefs. And, I can't wait to see Terrell Suggs and Frank Clark with that Arrowhead crowd behind them And of course, you know, Mike Pinnell, Derek Nnadi, they're extremely strong run stoppers. I was watching Colin Saunders quite a bit in that first Chiefs-Titans game, and I think he's improved since then. But, you know, he was having trouble staying upright a little bit in that game with the double teams and stuff, which I can't really blame him. I'm sure that's extremely difficult to do, but I think he's improved there too. What really worries me is less stopping the run game and more about the big plays. And a little bit of that is the run game. You don't want to give up the big chunk runs to Derrick Henry. Think of what the Patriots did, where they played six or seven guys in the box, kept all the wide receiver big plays from happening, and let Derrick Henry run all over them, but they didn't give up the huge runs. And Titans only scored 14 points in that game. If the Chiefs can do that, they will destroy Tennessee. So, you know, I think it's very important to keep Henry from the big long runs. And then the passing game, most people don't realize it, but big plays of 20 yards or more, Tennessee had like 20 more than the Chiefs this year, combined passing and running. They are a big play offense. You know, they can move the chains. Yeah, they can slow the game down. But they also hit the big plays. They don't have a lot of intermediate stuff. And that's where Tannehill was so good for the Titans this season, was the play action, because everybody's worried about Derrick Henry. And I know that, you know, analytics will tell you that you don't necessarily have to hand off the ball a whole lot for play action to be effective. And I completely believe that's true. But I also believe in the case of Derrick Henry, it's just a little bit different because, you know, he plays a little bit more mind games on the defensive players, just knowing how they have to get up and tackle him. So it's going to be very important that they stay sound on the back end of the defense, the guy at the very back. And in the first game, the Chiefs got beat on a long, deep play. Khalif Raymond, I believe, is the Titans' receiver that got the big play in that game, and he was the receiver that got the big play in the Baltimore game last week. You could say those two plays in both games kind of turned the tide for the Titans in both of those games. So, and that guy, he's small, but he can absolutely fly. Thornhill was in that Titans game, and he got behind him also. And Thornhill is much faster than who we're going to have at the back end of our defense in this game. So, you know, it's very important that Fuller or Watts or Matthew, whoever is back there, just plays really sound, deep. Make sure nobody gets behind them, even if you give up a few extra yards on a run. You know, that's better than giving up the 60-yard bomb, because Tennessee, you know, is I think, going to struggle to score enough to keep up in this game. You don't want to give them easy points like we did against the Titans with that, you know, early first drive touchdown. Of course, you know about Derrick Henry. The other back they use a little bit is Deion Lewis. But honestly, they don't use him very much. He comes in on third down, passing downs a little bit. And then the other receiving options at tight end, they've got Jonnu Smith. He's the starting tight end now. He's a stud. He's not a name that a lot of people know about yet. I believe he's in his third year, but he's kind of always been the shadow of Delanie Walker. The guy's a beast. They've just got to find more and more ways to use them. They've got A.J. Brown, a rookie wide receiver. He's averaged 20 yards a catch, that big play action, run after the catch. He's got it. And then the other two receivers are Sharp and Corey Davis. They're nothing to necessarily write home about, but they're not guys that you can really take for granted either. You know, think about DeMarcus Robinson burning teams when everybody focuses on other people too much. So, kind of that situation. When you see Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown, and Jonnu Smith on the sideline, they are all the same type of build. It is kind of insane that they've got three guys with that makeup on their sideline. A.J. Brown, the last few weeks, teams have been focusing on him a lot, so he hasn't done a whole lot in the receiving game, but he's had some big runs on wide receiver end arounds. He's extremely hard to stop, just like Henry when he gets that momentum going, and he's got quick feet. Jonnu Smith is the same way. He might not run the world's best routes as a tight end, but if they get the ball to him, he is a beast to bring down. And he had that great catch in the end zone last week for the touchdown. You know, they are guys that you have to play disciplined against, because if they get the ball in the open field, it's going to be a big play. You know, the deep safety is going to be extremely important in this game. You know, I just think there's been too much talk about Henry. Henry could run for 200 yards and the Titans lose by 21 in this game to the Chiefs. As long as the Chiefs don't give up the big plays to Jonnu Smith, A.J. Brown, Raymond Khalif. You know, if they can shut these guys down, it makes life so hard. And Ryan Tannehill, he's played well this year, don't get me wrong. But the play action game, you know, his numbers are phenomenal on play action. I think a lot of that has to do with Derrick Henry and teams worrying about him. They're open throws. He's not having to make a lot of reads and fit the ball in the tight windows. So, you know, I think if they do get in passing situations, the Chiefs are going to do their best to confuse them, which, you know, Spagnuolo defenses are great at. And the key is going to be getting pressure on Tannehill with that extra split second of making him recognize. Because I still think that he's not great with pressure. I know he did better this year, but I think back to the Dolphins days, he was just absolutely terrible being pressured. So, you know, I think you could have some turnover-worthy plays. And then another area you have to worry with Tannehill, just you got to be worried about him bootlegging and running with the football. He burned us a couple times in that first game. He's very athletic. He can really run. And, you know, we got to be conscious of that too. There's just a lot of different ways that they can hurt you. And, you know, all I keep hearing about it is Derrick Henry. And I think, honestly, that's where the Titans want everybody to be focused. You know, they've got a great offensive line that really works well together. You know, I love to see the matchup against this Chiefs defensive line, because I think they're a little bit underrated the way they've been playing the last few weeks. And I did want to mention also, I was looking at a heat chart for Ryan Tannehill's passing this season. Compared to the NFL average. So it's just, think of it like a baseball hot-cold zones for a hitter. You've seen those. Same thing for a quarterback. Well, he doesn't throw to the flats to his running backs much at all. Those zones are about as cold as you could get. You know, they do try to hit Derrick Henry a couple times on screen passes a game. Sometimes they can be big plays, but they just don't throw there much. Tannehill's, you know, where he was above average throwing was, you know, the short 10 to 15 yard pass right over the middle of the field. That's where he attacked a lot. And then, of course, he had a red zone very deep on the left hash, you know, where he's been hitting Raymond Khalif a few times on the deep plays where other quarterbacks haven't thrown. And he had a similar side on the other hash, not quite as red, not quite as deep, but you know, it looked very different than most quarterbacks' hot cold charts. Something to keep in mind, of course, the Chiefs usually aren't the best in the middle of the field, and you know, we're probably going to have Hitchens and Wilson in the game a lot, so you know, how they perform and some of their past defense roles could be very important. Or if the Chiefs do decide to put Neiman and O'Daniel or whoever out there, if, you know, the Titans are a team that also runs a lot in passing situations, so they're going to have to be ready to tackle too if they're out there. And I think Tyrann Mathieu, just like every week, so much falls on him. He's going to have to be up in the box to help stop Derrick Henry. And then he's also going to have to help cover the middle of the field there and take away some of those easy throws Tannehill has been getting. You know, and I think he relishes this opportunity, and I'm glad we have him because it gives me hope. Somebody on Twitter posted a play, I think it might have been Mellinger, I'm not 100% sure, but it was basically Matthew, you know, helping on a guy in the middle of the field, then slipping over to another guy, and then chasing down, I believe, the quarterback took off with the ball and running all the way across the field and keeping him, you know, from getting a first down. It's just amazing how quick his change of direction is and his speed. Matthew's a faster player than I thought, a quicker player. He's quickly turned into one of my favorite Chiefs, and I'm sure you guys out there are the same way. I think that covers the Titans offense really well. I think the Chiefs have a chance to, you know, shut them down. But there's a lot more weapons, I think, than they've been getting credit for. They've scored around, you know, close to 30 a game since Tannehill took over. You know, it's true that they can score points, even though they haven't the last couple of weeks. You know, I'm interested to see how conservative they play this game. If they play it more conservative, like they think, you know, with their coaching decisions, basically, that, you know, do they think they can keep the Chiefs under, you know, 24 points, 27 points? Or are they going to go for it on every fourth down and kind of push, you know, the scoring at the Chiefs? Which, honestly, I think they better. But I hope they don't take that tactic. Now, you know, flip it around to the Chiefs offense. The offensive line has been playing just incredibly the last couple of weeks. Mahomes has been stepping up in the pocket the last 3 or 4 weeks. You know, I think since he's really started believing in his knee, believing in the offensive linemen again to protect him, and everything is meshing really well that way. Now, the Texans have kind of a pathetic pass rush. Titans are a little bit better. So, you know, keeping Mahomes clean will be a big part of this game plan. I think Damian Williams, you know, he's really dynamic, especially this time of year. It seems like every game he just gets more and more dynamic. So, you know, I think he's going to be a problem for Tennessee, especially the linebackers, safeties. They are good players, but they're not necessarily the world's most athletic guys. So if you can get Damian Williams out there on them, I think that's a good matchup for Kansas City. Now, you know, one thing that Tennessee has improved on greatly in the playoffs so far is the red zone defense. They were 31st in the regular season. They've been very good in the playoffs so far, and they were very good against the Chiefs in the first matchup. You know, when the field gets shortened down there, you know, it's tougher for the offense. And the Chiefs offense honestly wasn't great at it this year. They were phenomenal at it the year before. So far this year, they hadn't been as good. And last week, of course, against the Texans, they were incredible. The 7 straight touchdown scoring drives. You know, there were 2 or 3 of those touchdowns that were very heavily schemed, and then just as many that were Mahomes kind of just making things happen. And I think, you know, if the Chiefs can keep a good mix of that going forward, it just keeps defenses worried there, because, you know, Reed can scheme up so many different things, and even if they do everything perfectly, Mahomes can still make something happen. And then, you know, in the receiving game, Tyreek Hill really hurt the Titans in the first game. He had a couple touchdowns. Mahomes missed him on another. And if you look back at that play, Watkins was also wide open deep for a touchdown in that game. But it was Mahomes' first game back from the knee injury. He just really wasn't clicking with Hill deep at that time. But I think right now, you know, he feels a lot more comfortable with those deep throws. And let's see here. I need to take a breath. I've been talking for about 20 minutes straight. You know, I think Hill will be very important in this game, because, you know, they left him one-on-one quite a bit in that first matchup. If they do that again, you know, there's going to be quite a few matchups for him to win in this game. Now, if they don't double him, then, you know, things start to look up for Sammy Watkins. And I think, you know, Travis Kelce showed in that last game that it's going to be very hard to stop him right now. He's just in the zone. I hope they get him in the mix early, get him going. That seems to open up everything for this defense, or sorry, for the offense against the Titans defense. You know, I'm just really looking forward to the Chiefs offense really putting the screws to the Titans defense, because I don't honestly think they're that great. It's going to be very important, though, for the Chiefs to play penalty-free football and to not turn the ball over. If they, you know, if you don't do those things, I think they put probably a beat down on this Titans team, honestly. But if they do those things, if they make some silly mistakes or if they turn the ball over, this is a tough, physical, mentally tough team. And they will make it hell on the Chiefs if the Chiefs don't take care of business. So, you know, that's kind of my outlook on this game. I believe earlier in the week I was talking to a buddy, and, you know, I still kind of go with my reasoning there, and I'm going to take the Chiefs 34-24 in this game. And on the other side, I would really like to see Green Bay win that game. I would love to see a Green Bay Chiefs Super Bowl. I think, you know, the Chiefs would have a very, very good chance in that game. I'd love to see Mahomes and Rodgers go after it in a Super Bowl. But I think probably that the Niners have a little bit better chance of winning that game. You know, what the heck. I'll take Green Bay in that one, say 31-27. That's all I got this week. Thanks to all you, you know, listeners out there for coming back to this podcast. If you've made it this far, I know it's been quite a while, but there's a lot of great Chiefs content out there, so I'm sure you've had plenty to listen to. Go Chiefs! I know that I am really lame and that the podcast is never over when I actually say that it is over, but I want to end every podcast this season just by saying that the Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl this year.